You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Which way? I left the doctor's TARDIS around here somewhere. You're lost, Nine. I told you this was a bad idea. You're a bad idea. Why are you running? Kill them all! And how exactly do I do that? There's a temporal grace field operating. Exactly, you're unarmed. You're being pursued by the Chancery Guards, not helping. If my previous incarnations must stick around, they could try being constructive. I'd give myself up if I were you. You are me, ain't you, idiot? Wait. Well, it's not the Doctor's, but it's good enough. That's somebody's TARDIS. You can't steal it. Why not? I've only been me for a few hours, and stealing is literally all I've done. I'm beginning to suspect it's a thing. Unlocked too. Brilliant. Yeah. Reckon I can make this work. Free at last! Crucible of souls, more like crucible of... The cloister bell.
I did warn you.
Impending disaster. This is what happens when I let somebody else drive.
Thank you for. It's all in hand. It appears to be a shockwave from the future. The vortex is collapsing. Whatever Padraic's doing, it's hardly good for the universe.
Nothing that can't be solved by expert flying, Seven. Hold on! Ha! See? Hurdled a time track, rode the wave. Skipped ahead a few hours. Anyone else try that, they'd explode. Me, I'm a genius.
I think you'll find that's down to us. Whatever. Oh, what now? Something floating in the vortex. Something with Time Lord DNA.
You'll be trapped inside the vortex while it collapses.
That's the last time I let you arrange one of our dates.
River, thank you!
We'll meet again.
Where?
Spoilers, sweetie.
Even by your standards, that was prompt. Hold on. This isn't... It's the clocksmith's TARDIS.
Oh, is that who it belonged to?
The Nine.
Yes, the me.
No, guns. I'm turning the temporal grace field up. Make it rather more aggressive in stopping you.
You don't want to do this! The Doctor's a little busy currently, but he'll rescue me! It's what he does! Unless this is when...
The Doctor, eh? You're a friend of his. I've got a friend of the Doctor's.
Well, I can't just stop at one.
It's unlocked.
Oh,
We can worry about his home security arrangements later. Get in! Wait a second. Is he redecorating?
Well, looky here. Oh. If it isn't two of my all-time favourites, and for the price of one, bargain.
Oh, no.
Great.
Liv and Helen. Or Helen and Liv. Whichever one's which, I can never tell.
The nine.
Just when I thought the day was going badly. It gets worse.
Oh, don't be like that. We're old friends, aren't we? Aren't we? We aren't really, are we? No, yeah, fair point. Neat trick with the outer shell, wasn't it?
You copied the Doctor's TARDIS.
Exactly, I made you think I was him. Again, that's embarrassing, isn't it? Falling for that trick once is dumb enough, but twice is an epic fail. You two are really quite thick, aren't you?
Now look here!
The whole plan was my idea, naturally. Actually, no, four. I think you'll find it was me. That's not what you said at the time.
Okay. Here we go.
I've really not missed him.
What was that?
We're on a research station. It's disintegrating.
Really? That's not too bad.
And it's filled with these things called the Ravenous.
What? The... You didn't think to mention that.
Funnily enough, we were a little distracted when we entered.
Yes, we'd just come face to face with a psychopath.
No, you hadn't. The psychopath was three regenerations back. I'm the kleptomaniac. We're coming this way.
See?
We shouldn't be here. That's impossible.
Yeah, well, if you're sure, there's a crazy clown out there who wants a word with you.
I have to get out of here. Can't let them have the trail. Come on, come on! And there we go! Free! Just in time, too. They can't harm me.
I'm so glad to hear it.
Oh, shut up, you. Oh, it's agonizing, isn't it? Now you two know what it's like listening to you.
What is this? Are you killing us?
No, heaven forfend. Where's the fun in that? But trust me, this will be easier for us all if you're the teeniest bit unconscious.
If we're what? Just hold on, whatever he's doing, we can get through it.
Two more down, several dozen left to go. Quite the efficient little gadget, aren't you?
Yes, you were. You were a very efficient little gadget.
Let's get you all home. Everything like I left it. The doctor will find you, you know. He'll stop this. He really won't, eight old thing. Where'd I leave that trolley? Corridor two. Having fun in there?
Let me go.
Rather not, if it's all the same to you.
I keep telling you, I only met the doctor once. I barely knew the man.
Yes, not 100% accurate, I'm afraid. See you later. Corridor three.
Where's the doctor? I want to speak to him.
Not happening, I'm afraid.
You don't know how much trouble you're in. He'll get me out of here. I promise you that.
Funny enough, that's what I said a few minutes ago, and I didn't agree with me either. Don't mind me. I'm just bringing in another couple of guests.
Let me out of here, man of numbers. I promise I will kill you quickly.
Yeah, it just doesn't appeal for some reason.
You are no warrior, you are a coward. Release me. Then we will see what you are made of.
You're staying put. There's a reason zoos don't let lions out of the enclosure to mingle with the customers.
This is cruel. I'm not young anymore. Can't I go home?
Nope. Honestly, I should have made the glass soundproof.
Yes, you really should have done.
Howdy doody!
You can't keep me here forever, Nine. The whole Chancellery Guard will be out looking for you. They won't simply abandon me. I am Lord President of Gallifrey.
Are you? Still, I find the whole chronology so confusing. How did you get out of E-Space again?
You think I bandy words with you?
It's all right. I get enough of that from me. junction into five.
Let me out of here!
For goodness sake, be original. Let me out. You won't believe how often I've heard that today.
You think I'm scared? I've been imprisoned by worse people than you. We've always beaten them.
Listen, just be grateful I picked you up from the middle of your travels. Believe me, I'm doing you a favour. I mean, I couldn't have picked you up afterwards. Not without a shovel. Miss Pollard, if evening's a meaningful concept here. No, not yet. Just bringing you some company.
Keres?
No, I've told you I'm in no rush to pick up that maniac.
He's not the maniac. You are.
Yeah, right. Let's just say I was very happy he wasn't there when I got you.
So who are they, these two?
They're just... no one you'd know. In your pot, Miss Chenka. Ah!
Got a lovely little cell for you.
Are they friends of the doctor as well?
What is it with you lot and all the questions?
Is it a section he puts on the job description? Must be insufferably inquisitive.
There isn't a job description as well, you know.
Well, it wouldn't include a sense of humour, clearly.
Funnily enough, one tends to be less easily amused when one's been imprisoned for several weeks.
Moan, 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 moan. Right. We've got a lovely little bijou residence for you too, Miss Sinclair. Done.
Will you ever let us go?
Not until I've got the complete set. Every companion the Doctor's ever had in my own private museum. You know what they say? Gotta catch 'em all. See ya. Wouldn't wanna be ya.
Now, wait. Just wait. Oh. Fiddlesticks.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Get me out of this thing.
Shan't. Sorry. What's the point of locking you into a torture device if I just let you pop out whenever you want?
Let me speak to one of your other cells. The eight. I meant him. He'd release me.
Well, it's a good job he's not in charge anymore, isn't it? I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. If it was up to me... Yeah, well, it's not, is it?
Oh, it's such a pity. I liked him. He was nice. I'm rather less keen on you.
Most people are. Our new arrivals. Do you fancy a peek?
Yeah, it's tricky. The angle you've got my head fixed.
Livchenka and Helen Sinclair. Still in the land of Nod. Let's put an end to that for starters.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Oh, did you have to do that?
Everybody comfortable?
Where am I?
We were in the TARDIS. No, not the TARDIS. Not
room service, anything you'd like. Teas, coffees.
The nine.
Oh, of course. Oh, no.
Oh, now they remember. Hello there.
Where are we? What's going on? Open this door!
You've locked us up, is that it?
Is that not obvious?
Are we imprisoned here?
What are you up to?
You know, I could chat all day. Really, I could. But I've done the explanation speech so many times now, I'm bored. Ask the other one, or she'll fill in the blanks.
Me?
No, the ghost of Lucy Miller. Who do you think? Anyway, guys, speak soon. Poison to go. People to steal. Love ya. Bye!
No! No, you don't! Come back! Come back!
I was like you. A few weeks back.
A few weeks? You've been here a few weeks.
Probably. It's hard to tell. I've got a watch, see, but I don't know how long I sleep. I don't know if it's 5 in the morning or 5 in the evening, relatively speaking.
Right.
I'm Charlotte Pollard. My friends call me Charlie.
I'm Liv. My friends call me... Liv.
And I'm Helen.
It's nice to meet you. Obviously, I'd prefer it if it were under slightly less trying circumstances.
Obviously.
It's good to meet you too.
Am I right in thinking you're friends of the Doctor?
The Doctor?
You know the Doctor?
Do I ever?
You're going to have your hands full with that lot.
You've said that about all of them.
Repeating it doesn't mean I'm wrong. The more of the Doctor's friends you capture, the bigger a problem you're giving yourself.
Blah, 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 blah. The Doctor, the Doctor. He's not coming, you know. Tell her for. My pleasure. The prisoner's cells are all shifted forward in time behind an impenetrable temporal gate. Not only is it impossible for them to escape through it without aging to death, they also no longer actually exist in time and space as you know it. There's no way of tracing them.
Exactly. See? You'll never be able to find them.
I'm not talking about the Doctor. His friends have gone through just as much as he has and survived.
Most of them, anyway.
Which is perhaps more impressive. Unlike him, they can't regenerate.
Most of them, anyway.
They're one of the most capable collectives in history. And you've just put a dozen of them in the same place.
Which is nowhere near enough. A dozen? There's barely any. What's the point of having one if you don't have the set? Which leads me naturally to my next question.
Oh, no.
Who's next? Tell me. I need assistance.
You can't sit down, you know.
Just getting the lie of the land.
There's no way out.
There has to be. There always is.
I haven't found one.
I refuse to accept that. We can't be stuck here forever. Food machine. At least we won't starve.
Looks like the one from the TARDIS.
So this place is made from Gallifreyan technology?
Looks like it. Seems he's been doing a lot more stealing since we last encountered him.
You've met the Nine before?
All too often.
And in multiple incarnations. You hadn't?
No. But an evil Time Lord manifesting his previous regenerations, he doesn't take long to figure out.
He wouldn't. Bed? Doesn't look the comfiest thing ever. Go on. Don't mind me.
You were saying you were some kind of time paradox?
Yes. Apparently it's why the Nine doesn't always keep me here.
Oh?
From time to time he shifts me two corridors down, then back again.
Why is that?
I'm not entirely sure. He says it's because he's a stickler for accuracy. It's something to do with me being temporally complicated.
Wait, rewind. You're telling us you leave your cell?
Occasionally, yes. But just to go to another one, there's not much out there. Just an awful lot of corridors.
Story of our lives, really.
You could make a break for it.
That wouldn't be the best idea.
Why not?
Because of the drones.
Because of what?
You know, you are impressively resistant to torture.
What can I say? It's my genes.
Oh, no, I'm not saying I mind. It means I can do more of it. That's always fun.
Hurt her! Hurt her!
Smash her teeth out. It'd be brilliant!
See? We're in agreement.
Any friend of the Doctor is a friend of mine. You think I'll just give them up to you like that?
You usually do, eventually. You really should just tell me the names right away. It would save you a lot of unpleasantness. Again, though, I'm not complaining.
Make me.
That is the idea. Okay, then, back to the grindstone. Actually, that's a point. Where did I put my grindstone? Oh. Hold that thought.
Surely the Doctor will come for us.
I thought that for a few weeks. If not my Doctor, one of the others. The Nine has more than enough of us here to get his attention.
So why hasn't he turned up?
I can only assume we're concealed somehow.
I don't buy it. We can't be trapped in here, not forever. There must be a way out.
Whoa, what's that? One of those guard drones you mentioned?
They patrol the corridors. There's about a dozen. They swing around on a loop. Check if we're trying to escape. I'd step away from the glass if I were you. Any trouble and they shoot.
It does look rather well armed.
Hello, boys and girls. Are we all caught up?
We've got the rough gist, yep.
Good, because it's time for Miss Pollard to be leaving.
See what I mean?
Drone, operate the door. Don't say I never hold a door open for a lady.
not like I have much choice.
Go on, Charlie. Give it a go.
What was that?
Are you planning something?
Wouldn't you like to know?
They always are!
Shut up, you.
Did you hear something then? In the background?
Hear something? Like what?
A voice. The one who told us shut up.
Well, was that not him? He does that all the time.
Do I detect an escape plan? It's futile, you know.
That's what people like you always say. And it never is.
Oh, this is my favourite bit. All right, Miss Pollard. Run for it.
Me? I'd really rather not.
I don't care what you'd rather do. I'm ordering you. Run.
What's happening?
Don't make me!
5 seconds start. I'll even switch off the temporal gate so you've a fighting chance of escaping.
I don't like this.
Please.
Run or I shoot you right away.
Oh. Well, I suppose it's nice to get a bit of exercise.
She's doing it. She's getting away.
I'm not sure she is.
So if I could just direct your eyes to that screen. Fetch!
I certainly don't like the look of that.
The screen, there. That's Charlie.
Agonizing. I'm not sure how long it takes to reach fatal. Well, it'll be interesting to find out.
You're a maniac.
Tell me something I don't know. Every time you do something I don't like, you get blasted. Any actual escape, instant fatal dose. I prefer you alive if possible. It's more entertaining, but I'll take what I can get. Oh, and in case you wondered, the blasts work through the doors. Like this.
A trifle unnecessary, don't you think?
They were conspiring against me.
Not very expertly, I'll admit, but still deserving of punishment.
Oh, speaking of which...
All right. You win. I'm not sure I can take much more. I'll give you a name.
What? You've changed your tune. It's disappointing. Couldn't I just hurt you a little? You'd barely notice.
You didn't care for a second whether Charlie lived or died. And she's part of your collection. I'm not. I've no doubt you'd torture me to death if I gave you the chance.
I suppose that's a distinct possibility, yes.
So I've decided to make life easy for myself.
Very well, if you insist. Who fills the next slot in my collection?
Her name's Bliss.
Ryo? Did you leave a big blue box in my room? I told you I didn't eat your salad. How'd you even get it in here? Whoa. What's that? Is there someone inside? Yeah, a strange man.
Hello there.
Oh, what are you doing in my room, you weirdo?
You not coming inside?
Inside a big box with a bloke I've never met. Funnily enough, no, I'm not.
But it's the TARDIS.
TARDIS? What's a TARDIS?
This is. It's the Doctor's TARDIS. You know. Right, your name is Bliss, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry. I blame the parents.
Right, and this is Derelobia, the university.
How can you be here and not know that? Wait, why do I even care?
Don't you know the Doctor?
You're looking for a doctor. That explains a lot.
No. You've never heard of the Doctor.
I've heard of lots of doctors. You want to be more specific?
It's usually so much easier than this. Just wait there.
I'm not going anywhere, am I? It's my room. You're the intruder.
So I'm sorry about this. It's much less elegant than my normal method.
What's that? A gun? Some sort of gun? Ryo! Whoa. Where am I?
Here we go again.
Only this time we're the ones giving the answers.
Ow! What's this? A cell? It is, isn't it? That's what it is. I've been kidnapped.
Catches on quick, doesn't she?
Don't worry. Bliss? Mm-hmm. Is that right? He called you Bliss?
Who did? Oh, I remember. The odd guy in the box.
Odd guy is an understatement.
Is he the one who did this?
Take a wild guess.
Yes, but the important thing is, you're not alone. We're here. We're going to get through this, all of us.
This? What is this?
The Nine, that's the man you met, he's a Time Lord, like the Doctor. Only he has a condition where his previous selves... Actually, look, it doesn't matter. The important thing is, he's kidnapping all the Doctor's companions.
Again with this Doctor thing, what are you talking about? Doctor, what? Which Doctor? What's a Time Lord?
Okay, I didn't expect that.
Never heard of him. Never heard of him, she said.
Maybe she was lying.
Somebody is. It's not another one like that penguin, is it?
The penguin was a legitimate choice, from a certain point of view.
I'm not convinced everyone you've given me counts. You'd better not be making it up. There's no point having a collection if it's filled with all the wrong stuff. Nobody wants Carry On Admiral.
The Doctor talked about her. She's one of his friends.
Is she? Why don't I believe you? What are you up to?
I'm not up to anything.
I could just kill her.
Well, then you wouldn't have a complete collection, would you?
That depends on whether she should be here in the first place.
But if you don't know the Doctor, what are you?
A person in my own right. I don't just exist in relation to a man.
No, that's not what I meant.
And what do you do? Where are you from? Who are you?
Excuse me, sorry for interrupting your never fashionable discussion, but questions are being asked about the validity of our new arrival. If she doesn't tell us the truth, yes.
Look, I am telling you the truth. Why don't you listen? And what's with the talking to yourself thing?
Oh, don't get him started.
Whatever you're trying, it won't work. Admit you know the Doctor or I'll kill you.
What?
You can't do that. It'd be like ducking a witch. You'd be killing an innocent person.
Because that really troubles me.
I don't know him. I'm just a student on Derelobia, robotics and computer science.
By all means, stick to that if you want, but it won't work out well for you.
I've got it.
Quiet, you.
I really do.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to help you. Don't just rely on me for names and places. Let me help.
Just a slight technical fault. One second, just talk amongst yourselves.
Isn't that what you usually do?
Does that mean I'm not getting killed?
Liv? That was River. In the background, River Song.
What?
I made a mistake.
So she doesn't count?
She does, just not yet. She said she was studying robotics and computer technology.
I have ears, you know.
The Bliss who travels with the Doctor studies quantum engineering.
I don't understand.
He met her during... Well, let's call it a complex temporal event. It must have rewritten her history. This is the Bliss from before that event, before he met her.
Oh, so she does count. It's almost disappointing.
Oh, I wanted her dead!
We all did three, but we can't always get what we want. It's interesting.
Who's River Song?
Another friend of the
Doctor's. Yes, don't know why I even asked.
Friend might not be quite the right word.
If she's such a good friend, why is she helping this guy?
That's just it. She wouldn't.
Gave him names and places, she said.
Yeah.
Why would she do that?
Sorry. Apologies for the confusion. It's been a really long day. Turns out she's perfectly legitimate.
What? I'm not.
You really want to argue this?
So if you could fill her in with all the details, that would be great. Okay, speak soon.
No, you hang up.
No, you.
You really are infuriating, you know that?
It's my greatest strength. Okay then, who's next?
So you're saying there's no way out?
Well... not one that we've found, not yet. But we've been in tighter places than this.
Yeah. And if that was River with him, that suggests an interesting possibility.
Charlie!
Hello, I'm back.
Are you all right?
Not entirely. Aches and pains, and these drone things have shot me a few times now. I might be approaching the fatal dose. Oh, hello.
Hi there. I'm Bliss.
Right. I'm sure you are.
You another friend of the Doctor's?
Yes. You?
No, seriously. Never met the bloke.
That's a trifle odd.
Not if you put it together with what I've been thinking.
The thing about River Song?
River what?
Another one of his mates, apparently.
Interesting way of phrasing it.
She's helping the strange guy.
That's just it. I don't think she is.
It would seem a little out of character.
So what is she doing?
Well, I reckon you're the clue.
Me?
She knows the Doctor very well. It makes sense she'd know who his friends were. So why throw in someone who isn't?
Yeah, sort of what I was wondering too.
It's because you're important somehow. If he's got River locked up, the only thing she can influence is who he picks.
She's putting together a team.
Exactly. A group of people with the combined skills needed to escape. Helen, you're basically a code breaker.
It's a little more complicated than that.
Yeah, but basically, I'm good with technology. Maybe Bliss is here because River thinks we'll need someone who understands robots. I mean, that's what you're studying.
The drones!
It's a possibility.
But why pick me out of the entire universe? I don't know anyone called River, either. Not that I'm not grateful, but I'm really not grateful.
I'm sure it'll all become clear eventually.
But what about me? What's my function?
I'm sure that will too. Come on. What do you say? Have we got an escape plan? Is this it?
Well, we might as well try.
I'm game.
I have literally nothing else to be doing.
Then let's get started.
Right. With what?
That bit I'm not sure about.
There. You're sure?
Not exactly. In this case, the precise location's a little hard to define.
Well, earlier, then.
There's not really an opportunity.
Maybe I skip this one. It sounds awfully difficult. And she wouldn't be in the best of shape.
Then hook her up to the telepathic circuits when you get her. That might be enough. You want the complete set. You'll have to cover her eventually. Otherwise, there'll always be a nagging hole in your collection.
There already is a nagging hole. Oh, very well. But the next one better be a lot easier.
Otherwise what? You'll tie me up harder? Not much of a threat. You never know, I might like it. Okay, that should keep him busy. You've got your chance. Now take it.
All right, that loop was 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Same every time, 2:40. That's a good window.
So where do we start?
The food machine. Got to be. We've nothing else to work with. I can certainly crack it open.
And then what? Doesn't sound that promising.
It's based on Time Lord technology. If it's like in the TARDIS, it'll be connected to a central computer running everything.
And if we can find a way into that central computer, we might be able to control the drones from it.
Exactly. We hack the system from this machine, or rather, you tell me how to.
Me? I study computers. It doesn't mean I'm a hacker.
Are you, though?
A bit, yeah. I just don't like conforming to stereotypes.
Good. We take control of the drone and use it to let us out. That makes sense?
We've just got to do each state within 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Exactly. Then we're out.
Well, we've got a plan.
A stupid plan.
An impossible plan.
A doctor plan. It's what he'd do. And in about a minute and a half, when that drone goes by again, it's what we'll do. All right, let's get the front off. How hard can it be?
Do you really want an answer to that?
Well, you have a portable toolkit.
It's a recent addition. Just thought travelling with the doctor, best be prepared.
Wish I'd thought of that.
How are we doing for time?
2 minutes left.
Is that enough?
Probably not, but that's pretty standard.
She tricked you, and you fell for it. She didn't. She was telling the truth. I double-checked the historical detail. It's accurate. And there's a trace. The faintest trace, but it's there. Rocket trails leading away. A spaceship. We just need to find out where it went.
Done. 10 seconds.
Put it back on.
Quickly.
Don't find me. Just leaning on a food machine like you do.
2 minutes 40.
Oh, that was too close.
Those drone things, are they better?
More than slightly. They shoot us if we misbehave, and if we get out of here and they catch us, well, they'll kill us.
Oh, not ideal.
Right. A screen and a keyboard. Quite a big one. Marked up in Gallifreyan. I have no idea what these buttons mean.
I might. 2 minutes.
You can read that.
Even without the TARDIS here to translate.
It's not language, as such. A lot of Gallifreyan technology is labelled symbolically.
Right, I knew that.
Like that keyboard. A language specialist can't see those symbols without at least considering what they mean. The long and the short of it is that I can probably take a good guess as to which buttons do what. You just have to tell us which of those buttons to press and when.
Me? Wonderful.
90 seconds left.
All right then, better get started.
Okay, the row at the top.
Hello? Anybody home?
Nobody here. I wanted to kill someone. You and me both, three.
That makes three of us. What's the point in stealing if you don't hurt people doing it?
If you could drop the Mutual Appreciation Society for one moment, you might find that casket is what we're actually here for.
You know something? He might be right. I usually am. How you ever got through a day without me, I'll never understand. The DNA scan matches. It's the target. Hello in there. Oh, life signs. Ugh, not ideal. Oh, well, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I'll try the telepathic circuits, like she said. Might get something. It's always more fun when they know what's happening.
What is happening? Back away from the casket.
You? What are you doing here?
The computer detected a life sign in the hold. I came to investigate. How did you get here?
How did you? You can't have escaped.
Sorry. Should I know you?
Right, that might be the main database. Hard to tell from this angle.
If it is, what do we do?
Access the drone command network.
How? That symbol. Two from the top. I think that references computers. It's probably our best bet. Next time, maybe. 30 seconds.
Oh, goodness.
At least we know the route in now.
But I'll need to start again. I can't do it in the time.
You can. You just need to go quicker.
Oh, you want to try? Be my guest.
I can't, can I? You're the one with the tools.
We'll never do it if we don't work together.
10 seconds. You need to get that front piece back on.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Well, go on.
I'm trying. It's a bit...
Five.
Hurry! Four. Three. What do you think I'm...
Two.
One. Afternoon!
2:40.
Not again. Not yet. I need a breather.
It's so tight. Is there another way? A better plan?
I can't think of one.
We might have to. We don't have the time. What with having to relay the information?
No. That's it. We don't change the plan. We change how we're going about the plan.
Sorry?
We've seen the database. We know what we're doing.
Just about.
So, we drill it. Act it out first. Get it slick.
And only try it for real when the rehearsal's as good as possible?
So we don't lose time passing on the instructions.
Makes sense.
I'm game.
Are you sure you're not a companion of the Doctor's?
Really sure. Let's go through it.
I told you it was a trick.
Yes, you're very clever.
You're saying I sent you here?
Don't pretend you don't know.
Who's pretending? I really have no idea who you are.
You know, the Nine. Ah!
The Nine? As in the One and the Two, etc.?
Yes!
The Renegade Time Lord. Oh, the Doctor's talked about you!
Well, he's mentioned me. How sweet. So we've not met?
No, not yet. If you've someone imprisoned, it's probably me from the future. She sent you back in time for me to deal with. It's the sort of thing I'd do.
Right.
Particularly because that means you can't kill me. Not without disrupting the timelines.
Oh, I've never been all that troubled by causality.
You and me both, sweetheart.
But the target was real. I checked. It was real.
Oh, the girl in the box. You're after her.
Long story. I'm sort of collecting the set.
Well, the best lies are largely true. I probably thought a real lure was the most convincing. Like I always say, Faking it's a waste of time!
A waste of time? Of course. Seven, what do you mean? That's why she sent you here. It's a distraction. She's literally wasting your time. She's trying to escape.
What was that? What are you planning over there?
Nothing that concerns you. Of course, it makes sense. What do we do? Don't fall for it. Get back into the TARDIS. I can't leave the casket. Rematerialize around it, then head back to the facility. Do I have to think of everything? Easier said than done.
And go.
Feel free to correct me if I get anything wrong.
Yeah, but try not to get anything wrong.
That's kind of the plan.
I think it's working. Don't count our chickens.
She's quicker.
Two minutes.
No, that wasn't it. Backspace. Then the button below.
Gotcha. Right. Sorry. Getting overconfident.
No, you're doing good.
I think I'm in.
Already?
Looks like it.
Much faster when we practice, isn't it?
1:30?
I'm not going to say I told you so just imagine I did.
Two from the top. And that's the drone network.
Results!
It's all new from here on in. What do we do?
Oh, I reckon it's down to you. Find the controls and get, you know, controlling.
Great.
Easier said than done. I don't recognise any of this. Might be perilously close to guesswork. The middle symbol on the right.
This one?
Click it.
1 minute.
No, that doesn't look right.
Exit button, bottom left. Now, middle left.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Some kind of floor plan.
Must be this place.
That looks like the exit on the right.
Those dots. They're where the drones are.
That's corridor 8. Then that one is very close.
About 30 seconds close.
Then it should probably be our target.
Select it.
Done. What next? How do I control it?
20 seconds.
It's alien tech, I don't know.
Not a worry. If I was inputting a control system, how would I do it?
15 seconds. We need to put the front back on.
I'm not sure we've got the time.
I'm so close.
So's the drone. 10 seconds.
I can do this.
Please try, it'll kill you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It spotted you.
Quickly, leave now.
You should give up. I'm trying to save myself here.
Kill me and future you will never escape.
Oh, but I always escape. Try something better.
Right, if anyone has any ideas to get to the TARDIS, now would be a good time to share. Tell you what, you run for it, I'll cover you. Ha ha, 5. Simple. Overload the power pack on the gun. Use it as a grenade. Throw it at her. When it explodes, she'll duck and you can run to the TARDIS. Actually, that'll work.
Not shooting. Gun finally out of energy.
It will be. Soon.
Oh, that was a cheeky trick. And that's an even cheekier one. Not the casket! Right. 9. When we meet again in the future, you are going to pay for that.
Oh, that was too close.
I got it done. I said I would.
Last possible second, though. Crikey.
Which is delightful, but now that drone's under our control, could we use it to get us out?
Of course.
I don't want to worry anyone.
Never the best sentence in the world.
But if that's a map of the complex...
What?
That looks an awful lot like the other drones are heading this way.
They must have noticed us interfering with this one.
Liv, I think you should hurry up.
On it. Which way to the exit?
This way.
We should probably run.
Be right with you. Might be able to use this thing.
There you go. The telepathic circuits. Might mean some brain activity. Well, I do like them alive. Might make an exception for that river, though.
Maybe it's time to let Six off the leash.
We won't make it!
We can try!
One second.
You improvised a gun!
This drone had to be good for something.
It worked. I think we might be in trouble. What tipped you off? Whoa!
Some kind of force field?
Oh, they're still coming!
They won't stop until they stop!
Score one to the humans.
Well, that dealt with the drones.
Yeah, but it'll deal with us too. We can't go through there.
The metal? It's got old, cracked.
They've aged to death, if drones can die.
The Nine mentioned a temporal gateway.
We're still trapped.
Looks like it.
What, that effort for nothing?
Maybe not.
You've got an idea.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as that. Idea might be overselling it, but we were wondering why I was here. Maybe this is me.
You?
I'm a temporal anomaly. Time and I don't get on. I wonder if I might be able to get through this.
No.
No. No, that's too big a risk.
What's the alternative? We can't wait here. The Nine will come back and we'll be in the same place as before. Or worse, he'll kill us.
Yeah. Yeah, she's convinced me. Do it.
Let's think.
Please. I want to try.
Well, it's not like we could stop you.
Right. No time like the present. Here goes.
Charlie!
I'm all right. It's not the nicest sensation I've experienced, but I don't think I'm aging too.
Oh. I'm through!
Fantastic!
Now see if you can find an off switch.
And let us out!
Oh! Please be who I think you are.
Right.
Nothing
matching your description. Just quite a glamorous woman, all locked up in a weird machine. What sort of room is this?
Liv? Helen! Oh, it's good to see you. And let me guess, Charlotte Pollard?
Yes, that's me.
And you, must be Bliss.
How do you know my name?
Who's talking about your name?
I'm guessing this is the woman you mentioned.
Yeah.
I do have a tendency to come up in conversation.
Is she always like this?
In a nutshell.
This is the one who helped the Nine. The one who set me up.
Oh, you must have figured that out by now. I did nothing of the sort.
We got it. Getting an escape team together.
Exactly. See? That wasn't so hard, was it? Unlike, say, releasing a beautiful adventuress from a torture machine.
Yeah, of course. Sorry. Bliss, the drone.
Oh.
I hope you're a good aim.
We should go. The Nine might be back soon.
Hopefully not. I sent him off on quite a tricky quest. Thought it might buy you time to escape. He should be a while longer.
How can you tell?
Because he's dealing with me. Now, we have to release the other prisoners. I tried to cover all the bases. A lockpicker, a time travel expert, a mathematician, some warriors.
Then what? Grab a TARDIS and go?
Not that easy, I'm afraid.
It never is.
As far as I can tell, there is only one TARDIS here. His.
Brilliant.
So there's no way out still?
I wouldn't say that. We just need to be ready when he returns.
Hence releasing the others.
Against all of us, he hasn't a chance.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
A TARDIS!
Oh, no. No, it's too soon! Time to prepare.
Well, bad luck.
He can't be back already.
Looks like he's sharper than you think.
Don't worry, I'll use this drone. One shot will sort him out.
A fatal dose?
I don't know. I'm not sure how to change the settings. Is that a problem?
No, just curious.
Seems a trifle harsh.
You'll get over it.
Well, a welcoming committee. You, I expected, Miss Song, but these others, impressive.
One thing you should learn. Never back me into a corner. I always come out fighting.
Really? Point taken. This time I'll kill you instead.
Five against one. Aren't you a little overconfident?
Five against nine, remember? We'll see who's overconfident.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
Oh, you've got one of my drones.
It's not doing anything.
Problem.
I'm trying to make a
do something.
We were planning on shooting you.
Not a gracious way of treating your host, is it?
Oh, shooting was the nicest thing we could have done.
As it happens, I installed overrides in the drone, so they couldn't.
Ah.
I'm not an idiot.
Oh, right. Doesn't matter. There's still more of us than there are of you.
And if I remember rightly, you don't have your gun anymore.
Oh, no. Oh, but I do have this. The drones weren't my only security system. Nanobots injected into your brain. All I need to do is dial them up.
Painful, aren't they?
What are they?
My head!
This is fun! Destroy them!
You know, Six, I think I shall. I was too kind before. From now on, I murder them all. It's not as good, but it'll save me...
Is something the matter?
Voice in my head.
We know that.
Not you.
Where am I? Who are you? Why have you ripped me away from Elysium?
The girl in the casket. Attacking through the telepathic circuits.
I don't understand. I must go to the place of perfection. Release me.
He's distracted. Quick!
Yes!
Good punch.
That's a relief. What just happened?
We were saved.
I get that. How?
His latest specimen in his TARDIS. I think he made the mistake of attaching her to its telepathic circuits.
That's a mistake?
Well, it is if they're dead. The Artron energy gives them a tiny burst of life, but they'll be confused, angry, ready to lash out. And he was in exactly the right place for her to attack. I might have suggested it to him as a backup plan.
You're saying he has someone dead in there?
I rescued her some time back. She saved the Doctor's life, you see, and was just abandoned to drift through space. There wasn't time for him to retrieve her, so I did. And she saved us, too.
Who did?
She was called Katarina. Jamie's done. That was a struggle. Not that I'm complaining.
Right.
Now you, Miss Pollard.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Goodbye. Yes. You know, it's strange. I'm almost sad to go. But I have to. Those boys will get into no end of scrapes without me.
How very Enid Blyton.
I was going to say the Doctor needs me, but I'm not sure that's true. He doesn't need me, just me. I think he needs all of us.
Yes.
I think you're right. Goodbye. And thanks for getting me out.
You too.
One moment.
Doesn't need me, though, does he, the Doctor?
You've really never met him?
Nope, never. And never will. Trust me, I meet anyone called the Doctor. I'm running a mile.
Bliss. Ah. It's time.
At last. Bye then, you two. If I ever get trapped in a madman's prison again, I hope it's with you.
I think that's a compliment.
See you around.
Oh, don't take this the wrong way, but I really hope not.
It's good of you to do this, River.
Oh, I'd have to use this thing anyway. The Nine stole my vortex manipulator. Goodness knows what he's done with it. I can't find it anywhere. So, I might as well take everyone home on the way. Least I could do, seeing as I got them kidnapped in the first place.
Yeah, there is that.
I'm leaving them the second they were taken. They won't even know they were gone.
You're wiping their memories. Bit cruel, isn't it?
Not the way I do it. It's too risky for the timeline to leave them alone.
It's a shame, really. They were amazing. I wish they could remember that.
Oh, they're amazing all the time. This is a drop in the ocean. You sure you don't want to lift back?
We were snatched from a disintegrating space station. I think we're good here.
Pity. I'd have enjoyed making you forget. It means your Doctor will know you're missing. He'll be looking for you.
And I'm sure he'll find us. We've the run of this place now. We can easily manufacture a distress signal.
Well then, until next time.
Maybe somewhere nice, relaxed.
Oh, don't be silly. When's that ever going to happen? Bliss, can I have a word?
I don't think I'll ever get used to her.
Probably a good thing.
Thank you.
about it.
Careful, though. We've made that mistake once. Let's see.
Oh, you're here.
Doctor!
Oh. Goodness, what a greeting. You know, I thought you'd be all locked up and I'd have to save you.
Save us? Don't be silly.
We don't always have to rely on you.
Seemingly not.
The distress signal worked then. I knew it.
Distress signal? What distress signal?
Oh.
You didn't hear it? So how did you find us?
I got directions off a person. He's inside. You might want to brace yourselves.
Brace ourselves? What are you talking about?
He found us. How bad could it possibly... Oh, for goodness...
You are kidding me.
Hello? You're still out there, aren't you? Hello? Anyone? Brilliant. 9. Well done. Now we're all trapped. Shut up, 4. Hello? Somebody? Let me out, please. Let me out!
You have been listening to Doctor Who Ravenous, Series 3, companion piece, written by John Dorney. The Doctor, Paul McGann, Liv, Nicola Walker, Helen Sinclair, Hattie Morahan, River Song, Alex Kingston, Charlotte Pollard, India Fisher, Bliss, Raki Thakrar, The Nine, John Heffernan, Jamie McCrimmon, Fraser Hines, Joe Grant, Katie Manning, Leela, Louise Jameson, Margaret, Neris Hughes, Romana, Lala Ward, Adric, Matthew Waterhouse, Katerina, Ajaz Awad. Other parts played by members of the cast. Directed by Ken Bentley, produced by David Richardson, script editor Ken Bentley, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.